Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about, Tara?
I'm getting very excited to go see Nicki Minaj on Monday. I've been planning my outfit, getting ready, visualizing how I'm going to do my hair, how I'm going to do my makeup, because, you know, I have to wear pink. Pink Friday tour, duh. So I need to make sure I'm pinked out.
In college, I had a pink outfit, but it was because of Cameron, not Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Had the pink bandana.
Well, did you keep any of the stuff?
I don't think so. I had the pink bandana. I had like a 4X Pro Club pink tee that I would wear.
Well, you need to wear pink. I hope you know that.
I got to see if I got some pink in the closet these days. I don't know. I'm not opposed to it, but I might have to go buy something. I'm excited for that too. That was actually going to be my Feel Good Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a lot of work to get through this weekend, so it's not like a relaxing weekend for me. You got a gig in Massachusetts that I got to drive down to. Then I'm going to be at Oasis tomorrow night, which will be fun. It's a busy work weekend. And then I got to catch up on some things Sunday so that I have time to go to Nicki.
I know.
On Monday. And so once we hit the road for Nicki, that's when I'm going to take a deep breath and be like, all right, let's enjoy this show. So I'm feeling good that that's coming right around the corner. And there's going to be an eclipse.
Oh my gosh. It's just another thing to add.
Yeah. So the eclipse and Nicki on Monday. What a coincidence. Can't wait for it. That's what I'm feeling good about. It's going to be cool to check that out. I wonder if there's going to be like, is it going to be traffic going down to Boston because of the eclipse? There's just going to be the regular traffic. Because the eclipse will be over by the time
we... I feel like people will be driving to Maine.
Well, it's over. They will be driving to Maine to see
right.
The eclipse.
We'll be leaving after it's already done. Yeah, I think it will be fine.
So maybe there'll be people with us that are going that way. Or they're going to just... Those people will just stay to the weekend, spend some money in Maine, and then go back.
Yeah, let's hope for that.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Hundreds of thousands of Mainers lost power Thursday as a nor'easter brought heavy snow and strong winds to the region. Outages peaked around midday. Over 350,000 CMP customers out. As of 7:15 this morning, more than 260,000 customers were still without power. And we lost power at our tower site down in Kennebunkport. That's why you can't listen to us on 104.7. But you can still listen 100.3 Lewiston, 102.9 Bangor. So if you're in those areas, better chance for you to win Nicki tickets when we give them away this hour.
Ooh.
Also available on the stream, iHeart, Apple Music, Odyssey app, TuneIn app.
Or you can just go to our website.
Or you could find one of the bootleg streamers that someone inevitably finds.
Someone finds every time.
They're like, I'm listening to you on this like stream live radio across the world .net.
I've never heard of it.
IO. I'm like, oh, cool. However you got to listen to us, we're online. You can find us. We got those Nicki tickets coming up, promise. And with all of those power outages, many communities are opening up warming shelters. So those in need, going to throw this article up on hotradiomaine.com where you can go to WGME. They got a list of all of the addresses if that's something that you're in need of without power. The Maine Celtics defeated the Delaware Bluecoats yesterday at the Expo. Nor'easter wasn't stopping them play ball.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Hey,
not that they won, but that the game still happened.
Well, for my days of hosting over there for the back then it was the Red Claws. Back in my day, they were the Red Claws. As long as the other team can make it to town, which they did, they play no matter what. It's indoors. They're good to go. They had electricity, so they played. And we got the W, which means in the playoffs, we're advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Games on Sunday. Tonight, they find out who their opponent is going to be. Possible that there's another, that the Eastern Conference Finals is played at the Expo, so we could have another home game. Hopefully better weather for that, and we can get out there and support the squad. Although I was watching the game highlights last night, and crowd didn't look too bad. I mean, it wasn't like what you would expect capacity for a playoff game for the Maine Celtics at the Expo, but like Mainers were still out there. They braved it. They went to watch and support.
Do you think that they were Portland people that walked over?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there was people that drove there too. The tickets for the women's Final Four matches this week, twice the price of the tickets for the men's Final Four.
Go, girls!
One women's game ticket was more than $2,300 on the resale market compared to the men's $1,000 price. Now, there is a lot of attention on the women's college game, but also they're playing in smaller arenas, so there's less tickets.
Oh, less seats.
So the value goes up because people want to get there and see their favorites, South Carolina or Caitlin Clark in Iowa, UConn, NC State also in it. Those games are tonight, 7 p.m., 9:30 p.m., I believe, Final Four tonight. And then Purdue, NC State, UConn, Alabama, they all play tomorrow in the men's Final Four. The estimated Powerball jackpot for Saturday is $1.23 billion. For anyone who wants all their cash up front, a lump sum payout would be $595.1 million. Jackpot is the fourth largest in Powerball history. I want to be a billionaire so bad.
Does the clean version of that song blank it out, or does it say
freaking? I think it says freaking.
I almost think it's frickin'.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Freaking. It's a combo.
No.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
He's saying frickin'.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
No. But
I want to be a billionaire.
All right, enough. I want to say something.
Freaking bad.
We both win on this one because he's obviously saying frickin', but the lyrics say freakin'. The lyrics say freakin', but he's saying frickin'. So we both win.
I think he's saying freakin'. I'm going to stick by that. That is five things you need to know, man. How to make a laugh. This is Joe Bornstein.
Okay.
Accidents happen to be there specially. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
What was that thing that nobody could?
I'm not going to have you gaslight me into thinking that he's saying frickin' just because there's only
frickin'.
Two. Sure. This is what you always do. You're gaslighting me.
It's like that thing that was Laurel, Yanny, and everyone heard different things. That's what's happening right now.
I heard
both.
Laurel,
I heard Laurel and Yanny.
I can't remember what I heard.
What's the other one? Green Needle. Have
you seen that? No, I haven't seen that one.
Green Needle. I don't know what it's supposed to be saying.
Anyways, coming up, we have some Sea Dogs tickets that we're going to give you this hour. And then next hour, we'll do... They still haven't called off opening day for the Sea Dogs.
Crazy.
Which is today. I keep checking. It's still on? That would be amazing. Shouts to the grounds crew over there if they pull that off.
How would they? They would have had to have a whole tarp down. And then
I would assume you also have to...
Tarp and
yeah, but you would also have to like shovel out the seats for people to sit, right?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about the seats.
I mean, the field, most important. Second, the seats. We'll see, though. They haven't posted anything about it being canceled for today. Today's supposed to be. I didn't put it in five things because I'm like, I don't know how this will age, but it's supposed to be opening day for the Sea Dogs.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
All right, I'm going to bang this out real quick. Sexy Red, she tried to go talk to kids at a high school. They said she smelled like weed and... Then they said you can't come in, and she got mad about that. I don't know if I want Sexy Red smelling like weed or not smelling like weed talking to high school kids.
Well, how can she get mad about that? You're going into a high school where the whole thing is DARE, don't do drugs.
I don't know if the DARE program still exists.
It doesn't?
No.
What do they say? Go ahead, go do the drugs?
They say just show up to school.
Please.
Please, just show up. She ended up going to a college instead, which I feel like is a little better fitting for Sexy Red. I know like high school kids listen to Sexy Red. I DJ the proms and the school dances.
Yeah, but it's not exactly appropriate.
To have her come speak to the kids?
No, I mean, showing up to the school smelling like weed and going to talk to kids, that's not a good example.
Also, if you got mad that the high school didn't let you in, and if you were a male artist, people would think you're a creep show. Like, why are you trying to go talk to high school students?
Yeah.
So get R. Kelly in trouble. Possibility of a beef between Offset and Quavo has lit up social media for months. It looks like there is no such thing because it was Quavo's birthday on Tuesday and Offset sent him a message on Instagram. He said, "Happy G-Day, my brother, at Quavo Honcho. Love you for life." You don't say love you for life to somebody that you're beefing with.
No.
Quavo turned 33 this week, so happy birthday to Quavo.
Well, that's really nice to see.
Beyonce launched a website called BenCountry.com. BenCountry.com with a few photos of her from her youth until now saying, "I've been country." Don't get it twisted. I just put out this album, but I've been country. And fans are thinking that this is a placeholder and she's going to announce a tour to support the Cowboy Carter album there. After last year's Renaissance tour, some Beehive members are begging Beyonce not to tour so fast because they're broke. One person posted on social media, "Beyonce, I beg, my pockets are empty." Another said, "We just paid rent, Beyonce, please, no."
I remember last summer when the Renaissance tour was happening, fans were really upset because the tickets cost a lot of money. She was selling out. It was hard to get into the show. And then the people in their section would just be standing there, not really dancing and not singing along. And fans were like, "Why are those people here? Why are you at the concert?" But at the end of the day, do you think that you have to be necessarily jumping up and down to be enjoying the artist, because I don't agree with that. I think sometimes you can just observe.
Yeah, if it's Adele, but if it's Beyonce, get out of your seat.
If it's Adele. No, the people were standing.
I was in a section, and I'll say this much. The people in my section were whack.
Were whack?
I went to the Beyonce.
Were they sitting down?
They weren't. Like, they were sitting down. They weren't paying attention. I was just like...
Oh, that's rude.
And we had decent seats. I'm like, you spent a lot of money on these seats.
Well, the
videos, I didn't pay for them. And I was standing up having a good time.
Yeah, of course. The videos that I saw of the people being exposed were, you know, just people standing there. They were standing and they were maybe swaying a little bit, but they weren't necessarily jumping up and down and they weren't singing the words. I don't know if you can really pick on someone for doing that.
I can if it's Beyonce. Get out of here.
All right.
There was a couple people in our section that looked like they were on like first dates. And I was like, this is an awkward date to go to.
Yeah, they probably got the tickets through their company.
Yeah.
And they're trying to impress their Hinge date.
And they're like dressed up, like not dressed up for a Beyonce concert or a concert in general, but dressed up like first date attire.
Yeah. The only time.
And they're sitting down.
They're sitting?
Yeah.
That's weird. The only time that I have gotten annoyed at people at a concert, I was at a festival, so there were no seats, there were no sections, you were just in a crowd, and it was an EDM festival, and Amanda and I were jumping up and down, and these older moms in front of us kept saying, turning around and saying, stop jumping, and they were accusing us of bumping into them if they felt anything, but it really wasn't us, it was just like the crowd, other people moving, but because we were jumping up and down and it was our favorite Chainsmokers song, of course, they kept screaming at us.
You're at a Chainsmokers
and
show.
They're like, you're at an EDM music festival. Get out. We started screaming back.
See, you know how I felt then when I was giving the side eye to some of these Beyonce ticket holders? Get out of here.
But there's a difference between, you know, I feel like if you are in a section, I don't know. There's a fine line. When I went to Madonna, everyone was sitting down.
Yeah, because they're all old and geriatric.
I felt bad standing.
Excuse me, Grandma, am I blocking your view?
Well, luckily the staircase was right behind my seats, so I got really lucky. Because if I didn't have that staircase, if I was two seats over, I would have had to sit.
Think about...
Because I would have been blocking everyone's view.
Think about all those old people that were at the Madonna show that in their day, they were probably freaks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Madonna's still a freak, so...
Yeah, and if they're going to a Madonna show and they're like 60s, like... You know they've done some stuff. Last thing for you, Dirty on the 30. Just as a refresher, a couple weeks ago, we got this from Kendrick Lamar.
These talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T., the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Clicking up, but pay not be legit, no 40 water, tell them.
Yeah, get up with me. Sneak this, a first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like rap. This Melly Mel, if I had to, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers, not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Mother the big three. It's just big me. Boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived Mike Jack. Boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery.
And we were waiting. Who's gonna be the first to respond to that? It took a couple weeks here, but we have J. Cole response that dropped at midnight. In fact, he dropped a whole album project at midnight called Might Delete Later, just in time for his Dreamville Festival, which I'm sure he'll address all of this controversy on stage. And if you don't have tickets, you can watch it Amazon Prime or on the Amazon Twitch. They're streaming all the performances over there for it. But one of the songs on the album project he dropped last night, that's called Might Delete Later, the last song, 7-Minute Drill, Warning Shot. We'll call it a warning shot. I think it's proportionate to... He wasn't the main focus of Kendrick there. Drake was the main focus. He just got
caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, he got caught in crossfires. You know what I was trying to say. So here's a little warning shot from J. Cole. Talks about some of his favorite albums of Kendrick and some of his not so favorite albums of Kendrick. Talks about the fact that nobody would be discussing Kendrick right now if he didn't put out a diss song. He had a diss in order to get to the trending topic. He basically gave him some props, but then took a few shots and said, hey, literally, and at the end, he's like, this is a warning shot. I got more for you.
Ooh.
It's called 7-Minute Drill, and I'm going to play it for you right now. 30 on 30 is made hot and made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Side by Each, Minot Ave, Auburn.
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullish, he itching them.
Get up. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
Hey, we got Nicki Minaj tickets that we want to give away.
Hey.
Hey, Nicki Minaj tickets to give away. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. Tara, what do we want to do?
We want to talk about your favorite Nicki Minaj moment, because there have been lots of them over the course of her career in pop culture. So what's one thing she did that you really liked?
207-807-1104. Give us your favorite Nicki moment. We'll put you in the running for tickets to see her on Monday. Shout out to everybody listening to 100.3, 102.9, Lewiston, Bangor, and on the stream, 104.7, still down for us. So if you're listening, you got a better chance to win. Get in the running right now. 207-807-1104. Favorite Nicki Minaj moment was?
Miley, what's good?
What was the award show? Do you remember?
It was at the VMAs, and she was calling out Miley Cyrus on live TV because Miley Cyrus mentioned something about Nicki Minaj in her interview, because Miley was the host that year. So she was like, now I've got something. This is like butchered. I don't remember the exact things. She was like, now I've got something to say. Someone had something to say about me the other day in the press. Miley, what's good? And everyone was like, and Miley Cyrus was shaking in her boots. She was so scared. She was like, no, I love you. No, it wasn't like that. And I'll never forget it. I still say it to this day.
I have, I'm going to have to take this one.
Big boobs.
Just because I like hitting that button. You know exactly what that's from, though, right?
Yeah, she was live on Instagram and someone commented that about her. They just commented big boobs because she has big boobs. And she was reading her comments and was startled by that one.
Big boobs.
But you want to know my real moment? This is kind of like Nicki adjacent, but I'm gonna count it. I hope you count it. Shouts to her DJ Boof, who also Fabulous's DJ. And we had a concert here where Fab was running late. He was already here. The DJ was already here, and he was buying time until Fab could get to the stage. Like, literally, he drove from New York to the pier where we had Hot Summer on the pier.
Oh, wow.
And so DJ Boof was like, don't worry, this happens all the time. I got it. And I'm like, I'm kind of worried. We got to fill some time. And he went on stage and absolutely crushed it for like filling in. He's like, I'm like, people aren't really here to see this guy. What is he going to do? And he brought people on stage and had them sing Nicki Minaj lyrics to fill some of the time. And, and he was just hype and crushed it. And then he was also the DJ for Wendy Williams.
Oh, that's fun.
For the Wendy Williams show. Mm-hmm. He was the resident DJ there. And then he had his voice sampled from, I think Drake sampled his voice from a Nicki concert.
Oh?
And he was on like the Drake album that dropped. Ah.
Do you remember it?
Hold on.
Line was?
Yeah. That's How You Feeling? I would play it for you, but I don't.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm hearing
the song's That's like, How You Feel
it's
from
like,
Drake.
That's How You Feel?
Yeah. So that's his voice sampled from Nicki was Nicki was rapping at the concert, and then he goes, That's How You Feel?
I had no idea.
And then Drake took that and sampled it and used it for a song. That's How You Feel was the name of the song.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. And we thought we were getting like a new Nicki feature when that album dropped, but it was just that part from the album, from the concert. So I'm gonna count that as like my favorite Nicki moment as well. Cause I was like, oh, that's the guy that like helped us out. He's on the album.
What a guy.
Callie in Hartford, Maine. Tell us your favorite Nicki Minaj moment.
I was trying to think, I saw a funny interview. She's just hilarious. I don't know if I have anything specific about her that I can like remember off the top of my head, but her lyrics are funny. She's very woman empowerment. And I saw an interview and the way she laughs is just hilarious.
Oh yeah, she has a great laugh.
Hot Radio Maine, what's your name? Where are you?
My name's Alexis. I'm in Biddeford.
Are you at work right now? Is that why you're whispering?
I mean, I work from home, but yeah.
Oh,
my
all right.
Kids are asleep, so they're like...
Oh, the kids are asleep.
Kids are asleep. We don't want to wake them up. All right.
Yeah, but I'm destined to win these tickets. I'm telling you. I am destined to win the tickets.
What is your favorite Nicki Minaj moment?
My favorite thing that she has done is take time off when she was a mom, obviously, because I'm a mom. But she took time off, and then she, like, came out after her kids was, like, one, and then she, like, did a big tour. She's doing a whole bunch of stuff, came out with new music. I love that she, like, went with iSpice. She's making opportunities for new people. Like, she keeps in touch with who's new, who's popping, and stuff like that.
We're going to take that. We're going to put you in the running for these tickets. We got, like, 5-10 minutes, and we're going to call back our winner, and you might get a call back, all right?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Autumn in Freiburg, favorite Nicki Minaj moment is?
Whenever she had just released her Pink Friday 2 album, she was on a live stream with Kai Cenat, and it was so funny. Like, he was like, "You smell good, what do you have on?" And she was like, "Pink Friday 2. And then he starts, like, freaking out like a schoolgirl, and she's like, and then gives him this dirty, dirty look. Like, there's something wrong with him. And he's like, "Why are you looking at me like that?" And she was like, "I do what the F I want." And then after that, she was like, "You haven't offered me a drink," like, and called him slow, like, right on the live stream. And he was like, could not believe she said that to him on the live stream.
I know, she was being pretty mean.
"You want a drink?" Yeah, so I thought it was so funny.
I feel like that was, like, his first, I could be wrong, but that was, like, the, I knew of him before, but that was, like, his first, like, big guest that was on, right?
Was it? I don't know.
Because he's had, like, Offset, he's had a few guests, like, since then that have sat in on the live stream, but she was there.
She was a big guest.
Yeah, she had her own throne there. I remember that.
I think she even met his family that day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Hot Radio Maine. Who's this?
Ashley,
where are you from?
Auburn.
Ashley in Auburn. What is your favorite Nicki Minaj moment?
My favorite Nicki Minaj moment was from your show about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I was trying to win, but I'm terrible at trivia. So I was focused on just being caller number 10.
Yeah.
So I get through. I'm caller number 10. My partner is sleeping. I wake him up. I have 5 seconds to answer. With one eye open, he answers Nicki Minaj's real name. Wins $500 2 days before his birthday, and he was flat broke. It was the best Nicki Minaj moment ever. And now I'm trying to win these concert tickets for a great friend. And she's the biggest Barb. And I'm hoping for the best. I've been trying all week.
What is Nicki Minaj's real name?
I didn't know at the time, but Anika.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was just seeing if you remembered it from then.
I had no idea. I would have lost everything. All the marbles. But the universe was on my side. And I'm hoping today the universe is on my side.
Are you still with that same guy?
I actually am not. I'm not. 12 years and I'm not. Nope.
You're like, funny thing about that is.
Sorry about that.
I'm actually engaged in planning my wedding with the very next person I met.
Oh. He's like, good luck, Chuck.
Yeah. Exactly like that. I actually made a reference and said, "Hey, you're just like that because everyone who leaves you gets married within a year."
Wow.
We're still great friends. We have a child together. We're still good friends.
All right. I was going to say, he helped you win that money last time, and you're not going to give him tickets to go see Nicki. You're going to give him to somebody else, but it makes sense now that you're not together.
Somebody else. Yep. Just because she's an amazing person, and she always gives, and she, I'm surprised, is a huge Barb fan.
What's her name?
Her name is Callie. She's been calling you all week.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we've talked to Callie.
Oh, shout out. We talked to her earlier already today.
Yes, I've been trying to help her.
Are you going with Callie if you win these tickets?
And she texts me. I hope.
Oh, wow. So you're like, you're just going to give her the tickets, and if she wants to take you, it's up to her.
Yeah, because she's great. She's amazing. She would give the shirt off your back. She's planning her wedding too, and I think she deserves it because her wedding is coming in September and she's a bit stressed.
All right.
And also, it's almost her birthday.
Well, let's do this. Let's hook you up. You and Callie are going. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be so excited. Even my son knows how hard I've been trying to win these.
Aww.
He's screaming in the background, "Let's go!"
Congratulations, Ashley. You're there. You got our last pair of tickets. There's one more chance to win. That's happening this afternoon, 5 p.m. with B-All. But we're done in the morning. You got them.
Oh, my gosh. I can't breathe. Thank you.
Took her breath away, Tara.
I know. My gosh.
Oh, thank you. I literally set my alarm just so I can call for this today.
Wow. Well, look at that.
And my honey was like, "They're not going to pick you." And he just went outside to shovel. I cannot wait to run out there right now and say, "They freaking picked me."
Was that your excuse to get out of shoveling? Was like, no, I have to stay by the phone.
Yeah, I was busy. And I said, "Let me have your phone so I could try two two times. And he's like, no, they're not going to pick you. And he just walked outside. I cannot wait to get off this phone and run out there and tell him.
I love it. I love it. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to get your information, and then you can leave, but I got to get this out first. Ticket giveaways made How to Maine by Vice Cannabis, a Portland medical dispensary on Forest Ave. Plenty of easy parking, offering new patient discounts and daily deals. Store-wide 420 specials coming soon. Vice Cannabis, all gas, no brakes. Congrats again, Ashley.
Thank you. What a moment. I will never forget this moment. I'm standing in my bed, naked, crying. Yeah. What a new moment.
I know. This is
last
a new.
Time I won. I was in this. Well, not this bed, but.
How many times do you think we talk to somebody and they're butt naked?
Moment. I don't know.
I know. I'm sorry.
I actually don't know.
TMI.
It's kind of frightening now that I think about it.
Oh, I know. I know. Even my son's covering his eyes. It's all right. It's all right.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Science, man, science. A month after his surgery, a 62-year-old man who received the world's first genetically edited pig kidney transplant has left the hospital.
Well, I'm hoping for the best for him. Scientifically, in the past, when they've done pig organ transplants, they have not taken.
It was the heart, right, that they did for somebody? I'm trying to remember what the other transplant was.
Last year, it was a pig's heart, and the guy ended up passing away, which is very sad, and they tried everything they could. But why a pig? Like, is that the best we got?
Maybe that's the closest to a human.
Isn't that true something? This is really
the size?
This is really gross. No, I was going to say, I have heard on TikTok that pig, like pork, is the closest to what a human would taste like. So maybe we're closest to their organs and their skin.
Your For You page is messed up.
Yeah, it really is.
On my TikTok For You page, I saw that
it was some
humans taste most like pork.
With some interview.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer TikTok you're on? What are you doing?
I think it was during the time of Jeffrey Dahmer, because when that show came out, it was like a while back. But
yeah.
They asked, like, it was an interview with the cannibal, and they asked, like, what does a human taste like? And they said pork. Just disgusting.
Well,
I don't want to know that.
This guy's in Boston, so congratulations to Richard Slayman. Slay.
Slay.
Hopefully everything goes well. I guess he was having a kidney transplant already from a donor, and then that was failing. And so then they tried this pig kidney. They had to get approval from the FDA, and they said, all right, go for it. But there's genes that are in the pig kidney that are harmful to humans. So they had to like alter those to make the certain genes that are for humans, and they had to do that. Then they transplanted it. And now a month after that transplant, he's on his way home.
Oh, now that is interesting. So yeah, pigs are the most similar to the human body organ wise. Like, we have a lot of the same organs. Is that why in science class in school and biology, kids would be like, oh, it's pig day, and they'd have to dissect a pig?
I never had to dissect a pig.
I was not. I think it was like AP biology. I was not in that class. I was not smart enough. But I remember pig day was a big day at school because people would be crying. They'd be passing out.
We had drama. We had frog day. You had to dissect
a
frog.
We had frog day in middle school. But if you were real smart, you got pig day.
And we all protested
because
we care about the animals. I really just wanted to skip school. And we went to Denny's during that class. And we didn't do the dissection. There was a couple kids that did it. And then our science teacher made 3/4 of the midterm test about that one day of dissection to get us back. How rude.
I had a hard time with frog day, and we got a real thick frog. Our frog was really fatty. So we could hardly even finish the assignment because there was so much fat that we were trying to weed through. And the teacher was like, all right, you guys, like, this is a rare instance, but I'm going to cut you some slack. Like, I'm just going to give you a participation grade because everyone else's frog was lean and trim and our frog was a big fatty.
You're like, that frog thick.
That frog wanted us to fail the class.
Wow. I've never dissected the frog because I skipped that day. I think the only thing I've ever dissected in class was, like, remember they used to do those owl pellets?
Yeah.
And you would like find little bones and stuff in it. I don't know if it was like something
was
the owl would throw up or poop. It was one of those two.
I thought it was throw up.
Was it throw up?
Yeah.
And they would dissect that. Do they still dissect animals in class? That feels like something that would have been good for our topic. Was it last week when we did what's something that you did in school that would seem crazy now?
Pig day.
Yeah, pig day sounds crazy
in
now.
In high school, yeah. In college, no. In med school, no.
No. But in high school, yeah. Definitely. Anyways, congrats to Richard Slayman. Hopefully the recovery goes good, but good step that he's out of the hospital with the pig kidney.
Best of luck.
We have Nicki Minaj tickets coming up this afternoon, 5 p.m. last chance to win them? What are you laughing about?
Nothing. Like, I don't want to say it.
My transition from Pig Kidney to Nicki Minaj?
No, I was thinking about Porky Pig.
I know. I was thinking about like the nicknames that his friends would call him now that he has a pig kidney. But you can do that when you're friends. You joke around. You're just happy he's still alive. No, we can't do it. We can't do it. We're not going to do that.